is not knowing how high your next maintenance fee may be. With the bill right around the corner, it's like rolling the dice. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly so you can go back to traveling where you want, when you want. For over a decade, Lodestar Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their expensive timeshare. We have an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Folks, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views. Means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, buddy.
We're surviving and thriving, and I saw that you're TikTok famous now.
You know what? When you have three daughters and no sons, you make a video about it. It was a lot of fun yesterday playing around. Okay, everybody, if you don't mind, go to our Facebook page to watch this crazy video that the girls made me do yesterday. Emma's the one that really taught me into it. I'm like, you know what? I don't know about this. And after doing it and seeing it, I'm like, hey, I'm really glad we did this. We'll have to do a few more. And the last girl, the one that's really flying across the parking lot, that's Taylor.
Well, I was thinking you were going to get impaled there for a second, Ray, with that spike on the first fork truck. I thought she was chasing you down to impale you.
She was chasing me down. She absolutely chasing me down. But I asked Taylor, I said, Taylor, why were you going so fast? You were skipping across the parking lot. She said, I looked up and everybody left me.
And obviously she found out right then that fork trucks do not have very good suspensions.
Well, and folks, if you want to watch this video, you can go to Prattville Carpet's Facebook page or Eddie's Facebook page or my Facebook page. You can see the video here.
Share it, like it, send it around. The girls are so excited. Do it for my girls if you don't mind.
I think it's great.
They are like above the world on this thing.
And I really enjoy the music that you had to it, too.
Well, there again, that's why you have daughters and you let them see what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now Emma's gone to her head. She's wanting me to buy a green screen so we can really do some cool stuff.
I love it. I think you should lean into it.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I've done crazy things in my life. I might actually have to buy a green screen. It's okay. Let's come up with some cool stuff.
Right. You could make some real fun commercials with that, man.
You really could. So I'll let you know if I go that route.
Good deal.
Okay, I'd like to use it sometime
if
you do purchase it.
We could borrow it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a great weekend. Call us 285-8117. We'll be there tomorrow, 9 to 2.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Again, folks, it's Ray Bowles with Prattville Carpet. That number, 285-8117. Be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio. Great folks there.
Great folks.
I listened back to some of the show we did yesterday. I hadn't done that in a while. I used to listen to the Joey Clark Radio Hour a lot at night, and then I hit a point where it's like, just do the show. Like, I'm turning into Greg.
You've been hit by a bus lately?
Yeah, sooner or later, I'm going to start wearing, you know, fishing shirts and sweatpants. And
some flops?
Know, no, I can pull it off. I've been working out.
Okay.
I'll just make sure not to
midriff, Joey.
I'll make sure not to wear gray sweatpants. But no, I don't need a midriff. Like,
come on, you've been working out.
Yeah, I've been working out, but also eating whatever I want.
Yeah, how are those wings sitting this morning?
Actually, good.
Yeah,
some fire roasted wings instead of fried, so it sat much better.
Good.
Yeah. We hope.
Yeah.
For the next how much time do I have here in the studio? Another 5 hours ahead of me?
Yeah. Hope that's working out for you, buddy.
Yeah, especially for April Marie's sake. We'll be right back.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and views from 9 till noon. And now, folks, we have an animal story.
Yes?
If you could pull that
up real
quick. This was from the desk of the one, the only, Eddie Bader here.
Yes,
this is Mr. Bader.
Incredible story out of Alaska, which they do have a lot of bear attacks up there.
Yeah.
But this man was rescued in Alaska after a week-long bear attack. So basically what had happened, he'd gone out in the bush and got dropped off at his cabin and been working around his cabin. And one of the first nights he was there, he ran into a bear. He shot the bear, but didn't kill it. And that's one of the worst things you can do is injure a bear.
So, really?
Yeah. So the bear went away for a couple hours, came back, tried to attack him again. Guy shot him again. Bear ran off.
And they only have, this is a, what kind of bear? Does it specify?
A brown bear.
So essentially a grizzly?
Yeah.
Or, and there are different degrees of brown bear, right?
Yeah, and this one here, I think he's on the island of, he's a gnome. So this one could be a brown bear, but most bears, once they get over 6 feet, you just start calling them grizzly bears.
Sure.
But this attack went on for a week. That bear would come back every night and tore the guy's door off the cabin. So the guy couldn't sleep for a week. He had to sit there with his pistol and shoot that bear every time it came back. Well, the last day, of course, he ran out of ammo. He only brought 9 bullets.
So what happened?
Well, lucky for him, there was a Coast Guard helicopter out there making a delivery, and because of weather, they had to kind of go around. So they went over his cabin, totally inadvertently.
Hmm.
And when he heard the helicopter, he came running out and signaled them. They came down and picked him up and delivered him to a hospital where he's been recovering. But
so he was mauled pretty good.
Yeah, he was mauled for three different times. But he, you know, was able to get away.
And
but
scare
that,
the bear off with the
yeah,
firearm.
But
yeah.
That bear came back every single night. So he didn't sleep for a week. And he's recovering now in an Anchorage hospital, and he's going to have a great story to tell.
I think you go through something like that, though, you don't come back the same.
Oh, there's no way.
It's one thing to, like, encounter a bear.
That's
and even
shocking
have
enough.
It be a bear attack and you survive it. To spend a week without sleep with only so much ammunition, and you're not really, you're hurting the bear, but you're not really killing it.
Pissing him off.
Right. That has to be. And good luck to that guy. It's going to be more than just physical wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
But he said the first night the bear ripped the door off. So the rest of the week, he had to sit there. And a lot of my friends still, of course, live up there. And we have a lot of communication with them. And a lot of them have cabins out in the woods. And you have to bear-proof your cabin. And what that essentially means is you have to nail everything shut, including the door. And then on the door, in front of the door, you'll lay down a board with nails up. So when that bear gets too close, he steps on them nails, and hopefully it will send him away. But a lot of times it doesn't. It pisses him off, and he just starts tearing through your
Right,
head.
Right. And, you ever seen these Survivor shows where they say, okay, if you encounter a bear...
Play dead?
You can... Well, there's the play dead method. Or you can fire off this flare that might, you know, scare him. Or you just stand up as tall as you can and go, ah!
You know, that'll work on... smaller black bears, and it'll work on some juvenile brown bears, but most of the time it'll be a sow with her cubs, and
I think we
don't
need
see
to,
them coming.
We need to make this a requirement, though, of any more candidates to come back in here, that if we want to know, like, what's somebody's primal scream. I don't want just somebody up there who's, you know, done some fancy book learning, has a little bit of life experience, knows how to press the flesh and mass communicate in order to court the electorate.
Right.
I want somebody who's got a little bit of survival experience. So I think no matter who it is, they have to do
that
primal scream to scare off a bear. And
wow.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine Mo Brooks doing that?
No. I really can't. I can imagine Mo telling that bear, look, we really don't have time for this.
Jessica Taylor or Katie Britt doing that? Or
yes.
Linda Blanchard?
Yeah, I could see one of them burning them up.
Well, the mama bears maybe have it in them.
It's pretty crazy, and bear attacks up in Alaska happen so frequently that this story, it probably made the local paper.
Do we have
maybe.
Many bear here in Alabama?
We got black bear. We see them more towards the north and some in the south, and there are rumors of black bears in Titus.
Well, and then, again, I've got to reiterate this. Y'all stop it with those long-tailed cat rumors.
Dude, I saw one the other day on somebody's trail cam.
In Alabama?
McKenzie, Alabama.
I've talked to the authorities at Wildlife and Fisheries. We don't have long-tailed cats here in Alabama, Eddie.
Let me ask you something about those people you talked to. Do they work for the local government?
No, they work for the state government.
Okay. Let's just leave it
there. Let's just say they're very annoying.
Yes, they are.
News Talk, you're out there. Who's this?
Good morning, guys.
Hey,
hey, Eddie, you're right. You know, I was in the Ocala. I had a bear. That bear messed with me for 4 days and four nights, and I was staying in a pop-up camper.
Oh, they like people in a tent because it's like a person burrito. They can just roll you right.
Well, I've been sleeping in a tent for 2 days because the people who owned the property, they were there, and I slept in a pup tent, and they slept in the camper. Now bears, you would think you see a 500-pound bear, or whatever. You could hear it walking through the woods.
Right, you would think
not
so.
Not some gun snuck up on me. I had a cup of coffee sitting in the swing. And not some gun growled. He's a good 6-7 feet tall. I mean, big old bear. Mm. I don't know if it's a female or a male. And all I had is a 40-millimeter pistol. My buddy in the camper, he had the shotgun, a 20-gauge pump. He had a dog in the camper. Dog didn't even wake up.
That fed that bear.
That's a smart dog.
Yeah, that bear scared the crap out of me.
The videos that freak me out the most are when you see how fast and how sudden. It's not just that they can get up to top speed. They're sudden.
Oh, yeah.
As my dad's old coach used to say, man, son, you sudden.
And they can run uphill faster than
you. And they're quiet.
Yeah.
They're very quiet. They walk softly, and Well, that's my story with that bear. But, you know, he kept coming back about between 1 and 3 every morning.
They hungry.
He'd just stand up and growl, and he woke me up, of course. And I said, all right, dude, I don't want to shoot you, but I will, you know. Well,
that's why it's important when you go out in the woods, take somebody that's just a little bit fatter than you are. Because you don't have to necessarily outrun the bear. You just got to outrun that.
Outrun you.
Clint, appreciate the call.
Take care, Clint.
Hey, by the way, let me tell you something up there and slap out.
Yeah.
There's a cougar.
Like a cat?
You don't have to believe it.
What's her name?
It's a big cat. Huh?
What's her name? I bet there's a bunch of cougars.
I don't know. I ain't going to get that close to that cat. It's a big cat. Yeah. That's something good, 6 feet long at least. And
dadgum.
And I saw it, you know, about 60 yards away, and it was just looking at me.
Yeah.
So,
oh, well.
Yeah, we got a big cat up here to slap out. So.
Well, be safe.
All right, have a good day. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, bud.
Gary G.
What's happening, Gary?
Hey there, guys. And Joey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm quite well, but I'm going to have to tell you, don't believe your fish and game department, because I leased some property on the corner of Wilcox and Lowndes County, and we had a big cat there.
Mm-hmm.
We filed proof. This was back in the late 70s and early 80s, before we had these dead game trail cameras. But where we cleaned our animals and threw the entrails away,
that cat would
show up. We took pictures of it on a 35mm, and I know what it was. You know, mountain lion's got like six different names.
Yep.
They call it a cougar, pima, puma, all kinds of different. But this is a cat with a long brown tail, so I know what it was. And I don't give a rip what they say we don't have. We got them. So just be careful. You know, they're just as scared of you as you are of them.
Amen.
Now, Gary, I've got, I think, Jerry Todd from Kickback Ranch coming in next week for a little bit. Are there any special questions I should ask that fella?
Do I have to answer that on the air?
No, you can message me later if you like.
He is a good man. He is a very good man. I'll have to give it to him. His brother and I work with each other almost 40 years.
Oh, wow. Then you definitely had some tails out of school.
Yeah, so I'll tell you something off the air, but yeah, those people that have kicked back, they're my love.
Hey, that's a great place down there, Gary.
It is. Joey, don't ever let them tell you we don't have cougars, panthers, whatever you want to call them.
We got cougars.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And when you hear one scream at night, you'll swear you think it's a baby out there screaming.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I heard it, and I know what that thing is. Now, I've seen cats I'm a big outdoors person. I hunt fish, but nothing curl my blood like that.
That'll make the hair stand up on the back of your neck, Gary.
It will. So, yeah, we have them. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, thanks, be careful, sir. Gary. Love you, buddy.
272-9228.
We got them cougars.
Yeah. Some at the Kickback Ranch. 272-9228. Rogue prosecutor removed from McCloskey case, accused of dereliction of duty.
Oh.
Now, the McCloskeys, that's the couple from St. Louis.
Right.
Who wielded their firearms, right?
Who looked to me like they were doing tag. Something perfectly legal, but yes.
Though, I swear, the video they did for the Republican National Committee or convention, at the convention, I'm like, I was expecting like a tentacle to like sneak into the frame. You know what I mean? Like a Monty Python scene.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like there's something off about these two. And isn't he's running for Senate.
Oh, I did not realize he's running for Senate.
Boy. So we'll see how it goes. And I think they accepted a plea deal because they didn't want to deal with the court system. Which, by the way, I keep coming back to this. The basic functions of government, policing, courts, basic criminal justice, protection of people and property from fraud and force.
Right.
Yeah. We constantly are dropping the ball on this. How long does it take to get into the court system? And to get out of the court system.
Out of the court system seems to be the problem.
When something is stolen from you, do you expect the police to get it back for you? Do the police expect to get it back for
you? I got
to
say no. I think used to, especially when I was young and it was my bicycle, they would occasionally get it back. But as I got older, like say somebody steals your stereo out of your car,
yeah.
You know you're not going
to
get that
So
back.
We can spend billions on everything under the sun to perfect human nature itself.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to basic enforcement of property rules, which hardly even exist, we have property rights in name only, it seems like, these days.
Yeah. Although better down here, Joey.
Oh, certainly. Oh, much better down here compared to other parts of the mm-hmm. country. But still, it's like everything people are doing with the central government, especially, is to undermine basic property rights. For instance, we were talking about that stepped-up basis.
Yeah.
Tax change they want to do. Senator Tuberville and Senator Shelby are very much against it. I'm very much against this. I think anybody who believes in basic human rights would be against this.
Right.
And the idea that somehow people making a living, working the land, developing a farm over time, and then those people die and bequeath that property to their children is somehow not a basic human right?
At what point did that not become a human right?
Yeah. That you work by the sweat of your brow or whatever, and somebody wants to hand that off to, it doesn't have to be their children, anybody they like.
It shouldn't.
And, honestly, my basic understanding is that human rights are property rights.
Yes.
But, nope. We live in a world now where the central authority will give and take. And right now, they like to sell you on everything they give, but you better watch out when they take. And it's just unreal. Unreal. And I believe stepped-up basis is that you would tax the inheritance, say a land asset, a family farm.
Yeah.
You would tax it based on the appreciation of that property all the way over time. So you would tax it at the original value and what it's now been worth over time as it's built up, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this off the top of my head.
No, I think you're right. That's the basis of it right there.
Right, and what it's going to lead to is a lot of folks are going to end up having to sell the farm.
Yeah, you can't afford that.
Because it's not like it's liquid. It's in the land. It's or if you inherit a small business. It's in my capital goods here.
Yeah.
It's in my capital equipment. Like, I don't have it in the bank.
But is there a way to around that, Joey? Like with my mother.
Yeah, we could end this tax. That's an assault on human nature.
Right.
And human rights.
Is there a way around the law? Let's say you had this big farm.
There are ways to limit exposure if you put into a trust before you die, I believe.
Or what if you sold it to me for a dollar before you died?
Yeah, there.
I'm just wondering.
There are ways to do that, but the fact that you have to play these legal games.
Ridiculous.
Is ridiculous. 272-9228. And as we mentioned earlier, Rich Thomas is all beat up over it. The Cleveland baseball team is no longer the Cleveland Indians. It's now the Cleveland Guardians. The Cleveland Guardians. Oh, look at that logo. The biscuits are still the best brand in baseball.
By far.
By far.
By far.
And don't you dare touch the Braves. I'm not like a diehard baseball fan these days, but I was when I was a child. And I think I'm not as much of a baseball fan these days because I was so spoiled as a kid with the Braves. It was that 90s run.
Boy, it was a great run, wasn't it?
I remember vividly watching, Tommy Glavine.
Yeah?
After a Davis Justice home run. I think they won the series with a 1-0 win.
Those were good times,
but Maddox, Smoltz, Glavine.
Klesko. Remember that Klesko? Big beast?
Oh, yeah, I remember Klesko very well. In fact, that 95 year, I went to the NLCS in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I remember we were in the outfield, and Klesko was right there. Sunflower seeds all
around him.
Yeah, like, goodness gracious.
I saw him take batting practice before a game one time. That dude was knocking him out of the park like it was nothing. But into the game, struck out 3 times. I was so ticked off.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking to buy or sell antique jewelry items, Troop Booth is a guy to go see there at Heirloom Jewelers. He grew up in the family business and was trained at the Gemological Institute of America. It's because of Troop Booth's expertise, experience, and his incredible network of buyers and sellers in the antique jewelry market all over the United States. That means he can offer you incredible deals on these one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. So say you're looking to pop the big question, or maybe get out of the doghouse, or just surprise somebody.
Surprise is the best way to do it.
Yeah, maybe, you know, the last few months, you've been kind of down. Like, there's been nothing to look forward to in your life, nothing big. Like, you've got the usual things that you care about, but you're just going through the motions. Why not, you know, surprise your wife?
It'll pay off.
Yeah. Definitely. No, and don't even do it expecting anything.
No.
Just surprise her.
You'll be surprised and amazed at...
Or maybe your daughter. Like, surprise her.
That'd be a good one, Joey.
You know, just for the heck of it.
That's a really good one.
Or just for the joy of it. It's a great way to buy jewelry. It doesn't have... I don't like obligatory gift-giving holidays.
Yeah.
I like surprising people with gifts.
So, let me ask you, on February 14th, you give nothing and wait till the 15th? Just because it's required of you to do something on the 14th and you're such a rebel, you wait till the 15th to do
it? What's February the 14th?
Exactly.
Anyway, Heirloom Jewelers, you can also sell to them in
Truth
right. Booth. So, if you want to make an appointment, call them at 260-0066 or online at heirloomjewelers.com. And you show up with your jewelry items you like to sell, whether it's top-notch stuff or scrap jewelry, stuff that you're maybe on the verge of throwing out or forgot you had. Troop Booth will look over those items. He'll give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there.
Right then and there. And also, when you're buying online, when you check out, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y to get 10% off, or just tell Troop Booth Joey sent you when you go see him in person. Get that 10% off. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, really great sponsor here of News and Views. Stuck with us through the pandemic years, or year. It's turning into years, unfortunately. And he's really doing great work over there at Heirloom Jewelers. So y'all be sure to go by and say hi and buy or sell when you can. More News and Views when we come back.
Trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me. Now, I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Would you like to save hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on your credit card payments? Then go to Lightstream.com/news. That's the only place you'll find Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, plus a special discounted rate for radio listeners. Pay off all your high-interest credit card debt at a much better interest rate. How much better? For radio listeners, as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. That's right. Pay off your high-interest credit cards and get a discounted rate as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced interest rate is to go to this exclusive URL today, lightstream.com/news. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/NEWS to get this exclusive rate, lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
If you want to get in on the program. As you just heard a recorded version of me say, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And Kim Williams, Madeline, that whole team is ready to help you. Whether you're looking to buy your first home, especially if you're a potential first-time home buyer, a lot of times it's the lack of knowledge about the process that holds you back. You're like, you know, I'm kind of ready. I'm tired of renting. But
right.
You don't know every step of the way, so you just don't know where to begin. In particular, who to call. Well, call Kim and team at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. It all begins with pre-approval, and they'll guide you every step of the way, all the way to closing day. And, you know, Eddie, you've mentioned that sometimes you might want to do some tricks with pre-approval, and Kim is very aware of this. You don't want to max out your pre-approval.
Right.
Like, it might be good for you to understand, here's how much I could get with a loan. Here's how much house I could afford. Now let's back it off a little bit.
Sure.
Because I don't want to go into negotiating showing how much I can actually...
But not only that, a lot of people they'll get a pre-approved for, say, $400,000.
Right.
And they'll go buy a $400,000 house and then realize, man, I'm struggling making the payments. Kim Williams will tell you, she'll look at your budget and say, look, you're approved for this much. This is how much your payment will be. Make sure you're comfortable with that payment. She wants you to come back next time you're buying another house. So you have to be, and as far as pre-approvals go, in this day and time, if you don't have one, you're wasting your time even trying to put an offer in on a house.
And also, Alabama Home Mortgage can refinance that current mortgage. And it all depends on your situation, but when you call them up at 567-4223, have that mortgage statement ready, just answering a few basic questions, giving your information, then talk to Kim about what you're trying to accomplish. Maybe you're trying to get that mortgage paid off before retirement. Maybe you're looking for extra cash to invest back into your property or to help out with, you know, tuition and room and board for those kids going off to college. Or could be, hey, I just want more money. I'm tired of paying this much to the bank every month. They can help you there, especially veterans. They specialize in VA home loan programs. So you could do a refinance, skip up to 2 months, and then after 2 months, you start paying again less than you were paying before. And maybe it's not going to take as long to get it all paid off in the end. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Now, did you catch any Tucker Carlson last night?
I didn't. I caught the shooting near the White House, but I didn't catch
Tucker. I didn't either. But apparently Tucker talked to a DEA agent who was invited by the FBI Let's listen to this for a second. I've not heard this, folks. I'm going to be reacting in real time like many of you. Let's listen in.
We talked a few weeks ago that some of the protesters...
Okay, now that's just a joke. Somebody filmed a TV...
I've seen this before.
...with their phone.
And called it reporting. I've seen this before. Okay, it's the most ludicrous thing ever. But they literally will do it with their cell phone.
So let's just give you the bottom line here. Tucker Carlson spoke to a former DEA agent, Mark Ibrahim, who faces 15 years in prison for simply being on the grounds of the Capitol on January 6th because he was carrying a weapon for his job.
Right. For his job.
It would be interesting and useful, I think, to the continuation of our democracy if people with power in Congress would do something about this. It's clearly a political prosecution. There are people sitting in jail for political reasons. Well, you think? Let's see if we can get a better audio quality here, right, folks.
Mark Ibrahim now faces 15 years in federal prison. This is a grotesque and a shocking story, but it is real. Mark Ibrahim joins us now, along with his attorney, Darren Ritchie. Thank you both for joining us. Darren Ritchie, first to you as the attorney. It's hard to see, based on the facts and the 16-page charging document that we have read, what exactly the crime is here that would justify 15 years in prison.
Well, to me, it looks like we really have a Department of Justice seeking quantity over quality. I don't see any crime here. The particular crime that you just mentioned with regard to 5104, in particular Section B, describes injuries to properties. No property was injured. No person was injured. No violence was committed. He didn't enter or breach Capitol grounds whatsoever. There's no crime, and we intend to defeat all of the charges in short order.
And there's not even, again, having read it, I can say, an allegation of a crime that I can see, certainly of a felony that would justify 15 years in the charging documents. Mark, thank you very much for coming on. I just want to be very clear about one thing. The man who invited you to this event is a longtime FBI informant. He's confirmed that to us. He's a friend of yours. He may still be a friend of yours. While you were there, and I want to be clear on this, he encouraged you to breach the Capitol. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I think he asked me to go with him to protect him, and I think he was there to document. Both him and I were seeking to protect the public that day. We went there with the intention of seeking those who wish to do our government harm to stop them and to protect those who peacefully protest. While I was there as well, I walked up to the FBI SWAT team, a team that courageously entered that building and rescued the Capitol building, and I offered assistance to them. Individuals on that team have my personal phone number. And yes, I was carrying my firearm because I was a credentialed DEA agent. I'm expected to. My brother is a credentialed FBI agent, and he was carrying his firearm. Everyone there was safer that day because both of us had our firearms. I don't think the informant that I brought to the rally that day was malicious or trying to entrap me.
Okay.
In any way, shape, or form. But I think we were just trying to do the best we could with what we had. It was chaos. And we went there with the intention to protect the public.
That's just the first half of this, folks.
That's so crazy.
There are more and more stories coming out of that day. Yeah. And, you know, you would like to be able to say, just with a straight face, yeah, Congress should have, you know, a commission. Uh-huh.
I don't trust them.
Well, for instance, the Warren Commission cleared up a lot, right?
No.
Well, and the 9/11 Commission really fixed the problem, right?
No.
Yeah.
Right.
But well, and it would be, I keep calling for a new select committee like the Church Committee, and that actually did clear up a lot, though it only fixed the problem for so long.
But have a lot of these people that have breached the Capitol, or they're starting going to trial, are many of them getting put in jail, Joey? So I read something the other day that said most of the crimes they're getting charged with doesn't look like treason.
No, nobody's being charged with insurrection.
Yeah. Just trespass.
And, well, because I think most people went in there, you can watch the videos, were just kind of following the crowd.
Right.
There were a few folks there at the front that I'm interested in seeing what their story is. I still would like to know who put pipe bombs in front of the...
We quit talking about that.
Yeah, the headquarters for the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right, right.
Who did that?
We'll talk about that, Joey.
Well, you can't let a crisis go to waste, folks. Not at all. And like I said, it's like somebody urinated in the Rubicon more than they crossed in and, you know, crossed the Rubicon. And then now it seems like there have been plenty of government agents going, yeah, it's a urinal. Use it.
Sad but true, man.
Yeah.
It's sad but true.
Or in this guy's case, Mark Ibrahim, he is a government agent.
Right.
Or was.
He obviously, somebody in the government does not like him.
Well, and you have to wonder, because there's a long history, especially with the FBI, of framing people. You know, we talked about this last week, but one guy who actually uncovered a massive frame-up case? John Durham. Now, where the heck are you, John?
At the buffet. Golden Corral.
No, I went from being frustrated with that guy to more, I'm just now intrigued.
Intrigued?
Yeah, it's like...
Like, what are you doing?
Yes, because okay. He hasn't been leaking, like, the Mueller special counsel team. There's no, like... He didn't try to meet some deadline before the election.
Right.
And we're now in... Near the end of July of 2021, and he still hasn't said anything. Makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team-building venue. We offer seven venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's continue on with this interview. Former DEA agent who was there that day on January 6th. And there's a pattern here, folks. that more and more people are starting to notice on multiple issues that a certain outlet, some more reputable than others, say like the New York Post does the Hunter Biden laptop.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the corporate press comes out and says, well, that's just Russian disinformation. We got a bunch of generals to sign a letter about it. And they're not saying they know for a fact, but, you know, we believe them.
Maybe, yeah.
And then a few months later, oh, well, it's real.
Yep.
Or how about Rand Paul talking to Fauci months ago, saying, so you're just putting on a mask for theater, show? No.
Senator Paul, you don't know what you're talking about.
And then, you know, later in an interview, yeah, well, I wanted to influence people in the correct way. So, theater, so symbolism.
Can we call you out on that? It's...
Right. And now there have been reports that, for instance, early on, Darren Beatty with Revolver News, so I was a little skeptical of because it's a new news source. It's a new guy. So you're like, okay, who is this fella? But then you see the proof in the pudding. He, for instance, and his team led the charge saying Brian Sicknick, Officer Sicknick, who tragically passed, was not bludgeoned.
How long did that take to come out, though, Joey?
Right. And he said that very early on. Revolver News said that very early on. He wasn't bludgeoned to death. And, in fact, the cause of death has not been openly told by the government. And then, you conspiracy theorists just trying to downplay the attack on our democracy. And then, well, lo and behold, it's true. Revolver News has done a great piece on the FBI's involvement, not only in the Gretchen Whitmer capture, but also FBI informants and unindicted co-conspirators in the January 6th. Urinating in the Rubicon. That's what I'm going to call it. Urinating in the Rubicon.
Call it what it is.
No, it's like it's Caesar and his army. You know, they just conquered Gaul, and it's like, well, if we cross here, this means war with Rome, right? Well, instead of crossing, it's like, well, boys, let's just relax here, and if you got to, you know, do your business, do it.
Do it.
Do it there. It's not really a river. It's more like a creek. Anyway. Now we have more and more coming out about what's happening on January 6th. I don't know what to believe. I'm a little tired of folks getting too hot-headed and acting in a violent way from whatever political persuasion. Often politics devolves down into, based on my particular worldview or narrative or myth, it justifies me being violent. And that's an old, old story in human history. It's unfortunate, too. If you want to alter and abolish many aspects of this federal government we currently have, folks, you're going to have to do so peacefully. Anybody who ends up, the idea is not to take over Washington, D.C. The idea is to get them to leave us alone.
What if we build a wall around Washington?
And the biggest thing that would be a threat to them is a peaceful movement that cuts across all demographics, that brings people together and makes people realize that this elite in D.C. who dominates the world and dominates us does not represent our interest. We don't want them to be harmed. This is me talking. We don't want you to be thrown in prison. We want you to leave us alone and stop using us as your playthings. And what they fear the most is a big movement that cuts across all different types of people who wake up and come together and say, you know what, we can have freedom and prosperity and a great community without you getting in our business.
Yeah.
I think it would actually bring the country together. If you had different centers of power, we'd still all be Americans. But we wouldn't be so beholden and held hostage by the promise or threat of power coming out of that corrupt swamp off the Potomac. 272-9228. Let's carry on with this interview a little bit more.
FBI knew he was there. Now, he says he was not working at their direction, but he concedes they knew he was there, and we'll let our viewers reach their own conclusions on the basis of that. Do you believe there were many other people in the crowd that day who had been in contact with the FBI as the man you were with had been?
Not that I've seen. But again, I went there with the intention to protect the public. Both me and my brother went there with the intention to protect the public.
So since you are not being accused of going into the Capitol, you're not being accused of brandishing your firearm, of hurting anybody, of breaking anything, of defacing property, of spray painting monuments, which is very common in Washington. Why exactly are you facing 15 years in prison from the Biden Justice Department, do you believe?
I don't know. You know, I love my country, and I love my freedom. And for the first time in my life, I've had my freedom taken away from me. And, you know, I was in jail this week. And while I was in jail, I had a lot of time to think. And it's just very sad. But what I was going through doesn't even compare to what my Cuban brothers and sisters have been going through in Cuba for 60 years of oppression. And so I just, you know, it's just sad that
Supposed to be Cuba. That's kind of the difference, is this is the United States of America, and the whole point of serving in the Army, and you have done that, and of being a federal agent, and as noted, you've done that as well, is to protect the right of American citizens to go to political rallies that the regime disagrees with. But it seems like you're facing 15 years in prison for doing that. So what does that mean to you?
I feel like my rights have been violated severely. You know, I went to court in handcuffs, and it was tough. And it's just sad to see the state of our nation. I love my country, and I had no intention of hurting anyone or going in that Capitol building, nor did I that day. Attending that rally was not illegal, immoral, or unethical in any way. The riot that ensued at the Capitol building, the destruction of property, the assault on police officers, that is, and I abhor that with all that I am. I went there to stop crimes, and I'm expected to carry my firearm because if felonies happen in front of me, I can stop them. I'm expected to stop them.
Right. And of course. And that's, I mean, anyone who's been a federal agent, we've talked to a number of them in the last week, will tell you you're encouraged to carry your weapon with you. You're a sworn federal agent. It would be interesting and useful, I think, to the continuation of our democracy if people with power in Congress would do something about this. It's clearly political prosecution. There are people sitting in jail for political reasons. Mr. Ritchie, is there any recourse other than to go through this trial? I mean,
well, certainly,
what are your options?
Certainly, once these charges terminate in Mr. Ibrahim's favor, then we can seek malicious prosecution. I believe, and so does Mr. Ibrahim, that this is a reach by the Department of Justice, and there really are no crimes here to be alleged or proven. At the preliminary hearing on September 20th, they'll have to prove by probable cause that a crime was committed and Mark committed those crimes. We don't believe that they can even pass the first prong, and there's no crime that's been alleged that has been committed, and we believe we'll defeat the charges.
Yeah, well, I got to ask you finally, Mark, I mean, we're seeing a million people break our laws to come across our southern border. We watched an entire year of people tearing down federal property, statues, burning courthouses, looting cities. You kneeled on a federal monument. Were you aware at the time that the Biden Justice Department would put you in prison for 15 years for doing that?
No, I was not. And
there you go. And no. You stood, too. I'm sorry. I correct my description.
No, okay. I was not.
Well, this is one of the scariest things I've seen in a long time. And maybe the FBI could answer a few questions about this immediately. Gentlemen, I appreciate your coming on tonight. Godspeed to you, Mark. Thank you.
That seems, well, there are a lot of words to describe it. But it seems like another example of a much larger pattern here.
Yes.
And honestly, I think we need a complete and total shutdown on the federal government until we can figure out what's going on.
Ooh, Joey.
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Join us for our Day of the Week promotions, including WOW Military Wednesday, Thirsty Thursdays, and Home Ladies Night Fridays, and Max Fireworks each Saturday night. Don't forget each Sunday is dedicated to the two- and four-legged kids in your life with Bark in the Park and our Little Crumbs presented by Go Fish Alabama. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Hey everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on a Friday morning, I'm wondering if I have time to play this Judge Napolitano story. He recently gave a speech, no longer with Fox News, but I'm trying to see if I can find. He gave a little story about. Okay, here it is. Let me back this up a second, folks. This is Judge Napolitano. He's actually in Auburn this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he was talking about, well, how he's invited by Senator Rand Paul to testify in front of Congress. Let's see if we can catch this midstream.
All right.
Senator Rand Paul asked me to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the president's war-making powers. The president's war-making powers? Under the Constitution, he has no war-making powers. But basically, Senator Paul wanted a lecture on the separation of powers. The Congress writes the laws. The president enforces the laws. The judiciary interprets them. The Congress declares war. The president wages war. Congress can't direct the troops. The president can't pick whatever target he wants, or that at least was Madison's theory. A senator not on the committee who inexplicably claimed he had never seen me on air came to the committee meeting to grill me, expecting the sort of Sean Hannity, the president can do whatever he wants, he can kill whoever he wants argument. And when I finished, this senator said to me the following, see if you know who this is by my ability to imitate his voice.
So, Judge Napolitano, let me ask you this. Still employed by Fox News after that performance?
And then Bernie Sanders kissed me. Oh, my God. I had to call the president of Fox immediately. She said, what the hell happened? Bernie Sanders kissed me. What the hell did you do? I gave a lecture on the separation of powers. What the hell is that? No, it's a good thing. It was a good lecture. I did the right thing. Why did you get so close to Bernie Sanders? Why are you telling me this? Because there's a picture out there where Bernie kissing me. I want the Fox PR people to know about it. All right. 2 days later, it's the end of the week. I'm driving from New York to my farm, and the phone rings, and I know immediately who it is because it's 10 zeros on the screen.
Mm.
Judge Napolitano, this is the White House operator. I have the president. Now, for better or for worse, I've known him for 35 years. This is the former president, not the present president.